Hey, family. Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of I'm Here For It, the podcast. We'd like to begin our show with a thought for the day. The Bible says that you are the author and the finisher of your faith, so grab a pen and let's start writing. With that being said, I'm your co-host, Tori.
And I'm your girl, Trina. We appreciate your time and viewership. When you have thousands of podcasting options, you chose us, and guess what? We choose you. Absolutely. What's going on with you today, T Styles? You're looking good as always.
Oh my goodness, you are looking good as well. Can I have that shirt?
You can have it, cousin. You can have it.
That shirt is so cute. I love it. But nothing's going on here. I'm just glad, you know, it's springtime is here and the weather is changing for the better here in Atlanta.
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Same here. Starting to, it's actually a cloudy day, but it's still warm outside. But hey, I'll take the warmth over the freezing cold. It's just the pollen that I can do without. But otherwise, yeah. I can't complain, honey. I can't complain. Yep. Up here getting ready to go on my first mom's weekend with my boy and his fraternity. So that should be exciting.
Okay. Well, what do you do on a mom's weekend?
Yeah, so this is going to be my first go round. So I'm pretty excited to be a new mom joining this fraternity. And all what they have planned for us is a welcome dinner on Friday night. And then from what I understand, we're going to do a little bar hopping. Then on Saturday, we're going to a winery where they're doing like, in addition to tasting different wines, we're going to also do pairing. So we'll have different food with a different wine. Then that Saturday night, we're going to have a formal dinner where we'll dress up and go have dinner at their lodge. And then Sunday, I come on back home. But I'm looking forward to just hanging out with my boy, you know, and his new friends that he's accumulated during his freshman year, who are now his fraternity brothers. They always have so much fun and everything. They're always traveling around having fun. So I'm like, I can't wait to see how it actually is going to be with the moms. He said last year was really turned up. So hopefully we should have a good time.
take lots of pictures and bring some back so you can put them. So you can put them on camera.
Absolutely. Yes, you know I am taking plenty of pictures to make sure that I capture the weekend being a first, being my first mom's weekend. So it should be lots of fun.
Yeah, sounds like it. I love a winery too.
Absolutely, right? Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. I have to agree.
Segment is sponsored by Tori Styles LLC, your source for inspirational-based products. Explore prayer books, journals, coffee mugs, stylish t-shirts, and customizable items for the small business owner. Visit www.toristyles.com.
Tree, so what's next with Come to Talk to Tea?
Girl. It's so much going on in this world. Again, our focus is to bring to you guys what you can't obtain by just listening to a radio station or catching a local blogger. We want to bring you stuff that you may not be aware of, but say it ain't so. Did you hear 600 family dollar stores have to go?
No.
600 family dollar stores. That's insane. But yes. So Dollar Tree announced that it's closing 600 of its family dollar store locations this year in 2024, cousin. The retailer family of brands has struggled as inflation impacts its low-income shoppers' wallets. More customers are shopping around and comparing prices at competitive retailers to ensure they're getting the best deals, of course, while incidences of shoplifting are also hurting this retailer's bottom line. The closure is going to hit the communities hard. You know, I actually had no idea that Dollar Tree even owned Family Dollar. That was new to me, but apparently it's true. Dollar Tree acquired Family Dollar for $8 billion. You heard me.
Wow.
Billion with a B. Dollars nearly a decade ago. So in an email to CBS Money Watch, the company said it decided to close the 600 family dollar locations, this year after a comprehensive review of their store's portfolio to identify and address underperforming stores and invest in improved store standards and growth. So I would suggest to our listeners, be on the lookout for those stores that may be closing in your area, because from what I'm hearing, they may be offering up to 50% off of their current inventory. So that's a blessing and a curse at the same time, because the stores are going away. It appears that Mississippi and Pennsylvania were the two states that were hit hard. Mississippi actually had 22 stores listed as either closed or will soon shut their doors, according to Magnolia State Live. And Pennsylvania had 6 stores listed, scheduled to close before the end of April, effective actually April 20th, as reported by ABC News. So unfortunately, you know, this, like I said, this is going to hit the community hard with the closures in Pennsylvania. That's expected to affect over 62 workers. So we're talking about people losing their jobs, people not being able to have affordable products. It's just like a domino effect with these closures. You can definitely obtain a list of those stores scheduled to close before the end of the month, or, you know, in Mississippi, wherever you can attain that list, expected to close on CBSnews.com, or check with your local store to inquire if they have plans to close. Me personally, cousin, this news is disappointing for all neighborhoods and communities that rely on discounted products when trying to stay within a tight budget or for employment opportunities. In doing my research, I did see that shopping online will still remain an option for the Dollar Tree brand. I understand that won't be the convenience of being able to just run in and out of a Family Dollar store, grabbing what you need and going on about your day, but it definitely does still help you to accomplish your mission of getting affordable products. You just have to kind of prepare in advance and be prepared to wait for that, your items to come via, you know, their delivery service. But yeah, you know, T, we got an aunt that don't play about Family Dollar.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. And Susie will be so upset if they close down the Family Dollar in my neighborhood. She makes me do a Family Dollar run every time she comes to my house. But
yes,
I'm wondering if they would close the Family Dollar in my area, because they just opened a Dollar Tree about a year ago right across the street. But the other thing that I don't know how true this is. You know what, guys, check your facts on this. But I heard on social media that Dollar Tree plans on going up from $1.25 to $7. So capping they will know.
Capping their products out at $7 to balance out the whole inflation that we're currently experiencing. So that's crazy. We went from 99 cents to $1.25 to where we're going up to cap out $7. That's crazy. Are they going to change their name to the $7 Tree Store?
Right. That's exactly what they're saying on social media, you know.
Yes.
I don't know if people are going to keep running in there for $7. It's one thing when you can get things for $1. I started seeing things for $5, but now $7, we'll see. We will see. I mean, it's still inexpensive, so.
Yeah. But. Now, when I did go online and look at the Dollar Tree brands, it looks like majority of those options that are available online are still at $1.25. So that still beats the heck out of $7. So again,
exactly.
Check it out. Go online and see if there's something that maybe you can wait to receive via a shipping method. Or if you need to just run into that store for the convenience, I definitely do understand that. But just know, with these stores closing, those prices for the stores that are going to remain open are definitely going to go up.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Yeah. I have to agree. Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's all that I have on today's episode of Come and Talk to T. Until the next time, stay in the know.
Stay in the know.
Now, T, what you got for us on Behind the Makeup, ma'am? What are we talking about today?
Well, you know what? I got to put my glasses on again until I go to the eye doctor. So
you cute. You count.
Well, thank you. All right. So, as usual with Behind the Makeup, we just want to put a disclaimer out here to say that we're not therapists, we're not doctors, we're just ladies that are giving our opinion. And with that being said, the subject is sleepless nights threaten our happiness. Dear IH4I ladies, I've been joyfully married for 3 years to an incredible husband, but there's a problem tearing us apart. His thunderous snoring. Each night while he sleeps peacefully, I'm battling insomnia. To make matters worse, our sleep schedules differ. I'm a night owl. He's an early riser. He likes the room cold, and I like it hot. I'm torn. Is it taboo to consider separate bedrooms? I fear it may be our only recourse to preserve our sanity and salvaging our relationship. What do you think? Sorry about that, ladies. I was having little issues reading this letter, but sis, I'm dealing with the same thing. I like the room hot. My guy likes our house freezing like we live in Antarctica. I work from home and he goes into work. So he likes to go to bed early, like 9 o'clock. He would go to bed probably 8 if I let him. But for me, yeah, it's like our schedules, we're like night and day. But for me, I would say that I like sleeping in the room with my man. I like cuddling. So I don't know that I would want to be in separate rooms. However, if you want your marriage, I say relationships are customizable. You know what? You can do what works for you. It really is. I used to believe that you had to do things a certain way. And guess what? I did things by the book and all structured and everything. And I ended up divorced. There's a lot of people that I would say with unorthodox relationships, and they tend to work. I know people that have long distance marriages and they've been long distance for years. I know couples that sleep in separate rooms. And when I saw that, this one lady has a really nice room and her husband has a nice room. They got a nice house, but they love each other and they come together and it works for them. But due to a similar situation with, you know, their sleep patterns, they chose the option of having separate rooms, but, you know, they love each other just the same. So, I mean, one of the things that I would try before leaving the room is there's this thing called Snorex. It's supposed to really stop snoring. I saw that online on TikTok. And there's another Amazon product that's like $20 that you can put in your nose. And it's really supposed to help with snoring as well. But before I give up the bedroom, I would try those things. But there is nothing wrong with having separate rooms if you guys plan on coming together often and keeping intimacy. I would say maybe stay in the room together or make sure you guys are connecting and cuddling and everything before you go to bed. Trina, what do you think?
I definitely think that's a great advice, T. And I really like what you mentioned in regards to doing what works for you, because it's not, we don't have a guide to marriage. She initially started with, she's been happily married. So I don't feel as if there's any issues when it comes to the love that they have for one another. So I think that this is something that they can definitely work through. Maybe look into a CPAP machine for the snoring. I know I have a coworker, and he would always joke and laugh about his wife, you know, not being able to sleep. But he found the CPAP machine, which at that time was like big and bulky, that he didn't like having. But from what I understand, technology has changed so much that this machine is more compact, makes less noise, and is allows them to still have their intimate moments while they're asleep, as far as cuddling and just, you know, being next to one another opposed to splitting or going into another room. So if you like it hot, he likes it cold, or vice versa, whatever the case may be, try a little fan on your side of the bed. Put a little fan on the dresser. So when you feel yourself getting hot, just turn the fan on so where it's only blowing on you. Don't get a ginormous fan where you're blowing the covers off of him, but just something small and compact that's effective and that reaches you and keeps you cool while you're trying to sleep. Mm-hmm. But me personally, like you said, T, I need to be next to my man. You better look, intimacy is the key to me. You better put your foot on my foot, put your leg on my leg. You better be within reaching distance. If I wake up, I better be able to grab your shirt, something. It just makes me feel comfortable, or comforts me and lets me know that I can rest well just having his energy next to me. So having the separate rooms wouldn't be an option for us. But if you try our tips that we provided and it doesn't work for you, do whatever works for you in your marriage. You didn't complain about you not loving this man. So I say work it out and try to see what works for you guys. But yeah, try the Amazon products. Try the CPAP machine to quiet that snoring and get you a little small fan for your side of the bed and just turn it on if you get extremely hot during the night, or if he's getting hot, whatever the case may be. I know that having the air on auto to a certain temperature that maybe you guys can agree upon may be an option. But again, if it's still too hot, just turn that fan on and try to make it work. Stay with your man, girl. You want to wake up next to him. Yes, you want to wake up next to him. You want to roll over, put your leg on his leg, put your arm on his arm, put your hand on the back of his neck, whatever it is. Do that. Intimacy is very, very, very important when it comes to marriage. And you know what? I learned that at an early age, cousin. And let me take you down memory lane with this one. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old we were. We were probably about 10 or 11, but we were going somewhere. And I noticed Aunt Dolly, when she was in the front seat with Uncle Donald, he was driving, but she always put her hand on the back of his neck or on his shoulder or somewhere near his arm or something, but just to be connected while they were driving. So to me, I'm like, oh, wow. Even as a little girl, that taught me the importance of, I'm not going to say your job as a woman, but part of, being intimate with your partner. And that really helps with keeping a successful marriage to me. They were married forever and a day and till death did them part. So yeah, so for that, seeing those examples and things like that, I definitely take it into account and utilize it now for my marriage. And he better not get up out that bed. If he do, I'll be like, I will go look for him. If he falls asleep watching a movie in the theater or something, I'm like, sir, it's time to come to bed. He'd be like, oh, okay, I fell asleep. You better come on downstairs and get in this bed because I need to be next to you. So yeah, try to follow those steps that we provided or tips that we provided. And if that doesn't work, find something that works. But worst case scenario, at the end of the day, if having separate rooms work for you and your husband, I wouldn't frown upon it or look down at it. I just say do whatever works for you and your husband.
I have to agree. Well, listeners, let us know what you think about this listener letter. You can put it in the comment section, or you can, if you want to send in your listener letters, you can do so by emailing us at questions@imhereforit.com. And with that being said, Trina, what's going on with the main topic? What's the topic for the day?
Oh, let's touch on, we're going to touch on body positivity and self-love. In this day and time with social media, I really feel bad for our kids. Growing up, we didn't have social media. So whatever was in our neighborhood is what we were pretty much privy to. Unlike the kids today, when they're logging into social media, they're seeing people all the way in another country, how they're living, what they look like, or what they portray to look like. So it's really difficult when it comes to our young girls and not navigating through, you know, just growing up. Remember back in the day, we actually had to go through the ugly duckling phase, right?
Yes. Oh my God.
Even if you were... You were a cute baby or whatever, girl. I got some pictures from back in the day. I'm straight looking like Eazy-E. And I'm like, ooh, what the heck? I got my lumps on. I got my jury curl. Boy, you couldn't tell me nothing because I know I was popping, right? I know I had a boy back then. It was all good. But it's like now, you know, this day and age, you look on social media, excuse me, everybody's gorgeous. They got the perfect body shape. They look like they're rich. They look like they're traveling here and there. Like, life is just great. And it makes the kids wonder, like, dang, like, what happened to me? They feel like at the age of 15, they already should be into their perfect woman body. And they should have all of these material things that they're seeing. When all actuality, it's just a lot of manipulation going on social media. You know, they're lying, shaking and faking. Majority of these people are using heavy filters. So you see them on IG, you're like, oh, they're so beautiful. And then you see them in person, they're like, okay, well, who was that?
That is not the same person. Yeah.
Right. So it makes it a little difficult, you know, for these kids to understand. Me personally, being short in stature my whole life, I always struggled with something that I couldn't change. Growing up, did I hate my height? Absolutely, I did. I would be teased by kids at school. Hell, even some of my family members in a joking way, calling me little mama or midget. Back then, it was politically correct to say the word midget. You say that today, and it's all bad. It's more like little people. So get your verbiage together. at the end of the day, I feel like although I am short in stature, it didn't stop me from accomplishing anything that I set out to do. Plus, I always had a positive reinforcement from my mom, who let me know, hey, regardless of what's going on in this world, I love you and your height not stopping you from doing anything that you put your mind to. And then I also had the mom with the banging body, just popping, this hourglass figure. So I was like, dang, why am I so skinny? Why I don't got no hips, no legs, no butt, no nothing? And here go my mama. She walking around big booty Judy, and it's all in the right places, legs all popping and everything. And I'm just this little bitty, scrawny, short, straight to the point, ain't got a curve, ain't got nothing going on. But as I had kids, you know, I grew into my grown woman body, and the older that I've gotten, I feel like I'm aging gracefully. So God gives us what we need when we're supposed to have it. I just hope that the young ladies or men that are looking at social media have the guts to actually go through the transition and not try the artificial stuff. You know, we got the BBLs, we got the hair weaves, we got the eyelashes, we got everything that takes us away from our original designs because it's readily available and you have so much access to it. But I kind of wish that, you know, the kids were forced to go through the ugly duckling phase, not just one kid, but like all of the kids had to do back in the day.
Exactly.
So that they know, you know, the difference in life. Hey, I'm going to be this way, but that's not how I'm going to stay. When I grow up, I'm going to come into my body and everything is going to be okay. So ladies and gentlemen, take your time. For the ladies, you will eventually grow into your grown woman body. Them thighs are going to be fine. That butt going to be buttoned. You're going to be fine. Just wait until God blesses you with what's already written. Take a look at your mama or your aunties like we did back in the day, because right now we are shaped just like them. So
absolutely,
be careful for what you ask for, because at the same time, all of that comes with heavy maintenance. You got to work out to make sure it don't turn into something that you weren't looking to have. It's just a lot. But yeah, it's tough on our kids because they're seeing these perfect images, being portrayed on social media, when in all actuality, cousin, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. So take your time, ladies and gentlemen, on becoming the man or woman that you are already designed to be. What you think about this little subject that we got going on, T? What's your thoughts?
You know what? I find this subject to be very interesting because when, you know, we actually kind of run our subjects, we run our subjects by one another before we do our show. And I was thinking, you know, Trina won't have anything to say about this because I always thought, you know, you had like the perfect shape. I never even thought about, oh, you know, you would have a problem with your height. And to me, you weren't the skinny kid. You still, even though nobody was built like your mama, she was built like a brick house. She even won contests. She was built
brick,
so well.
Miss Brick House at Jimmy Harrell's, baby.
At Jimmy Harrell's. Okay. Yes. But for me growing up, I always felt insecure. I was never the right shape. At one point, up until I was like 25, I was either too skinny. Then from in my 20s, I started gaining weight, but I always had bad eating habits. I didn't work out or anything. So in my 20s and 30s, I started picking up a little weight. And then I felt a little confident. When the weight came on, I'm thinking, okay, now I'm finally got a little bit of curves or whatever. Then my mother started telling me, you know what, you better watch it because you keep gaining this weight, but you know, it's hard to come back from 160. So in my mind, don't knock me and don't knock my mom. This is back in the day. You know, she's like, once you hit that 160 mark, it's hard to come back from that point. So in my mind, I was thinking 160 is as big as I could ever get. But you know what? If you're not working out, you can get even bigger. And basically, over time with bad eating habits, the weight came on. And then I moved here, went through a divorce. I was still, you know, battling bad eating habits. And moving down south is the wrong place to be. If you like food, because they have food and then they put sugar on top of it. They put sugar on top of everything. That's like honey with the waffle, yes. Chicken and waffles. They put whipped cream on top of the chicken and waffles. Everything is just, yeah, this is not the place to be if you want to lose weight or to eat healthy. So I moved down here years ago and I stopped looking at the scale, and I ended up getting over 200 pounds, and I stayed over 200 pounds for 5 years. And then let's not even add menopause to that. So that really made me feel insecure. But I think my insecurities also came from the fact that even though I didn't have social media growing up, I grew up around a lot of beautiful women. You know, the small town that we're from, a lot of us are actually kind of, we're pretty attractive to be from a, right. So I think that kind of made it a little hard to feel comfortable in my skin growing up because it was always somebody prettier. But my mom always said, you need to let somebody know, don't worry about your looks so much. You need to let somebody know that you have a brain, you know, because beauty is fading, you know, and that's yeah. What I always tell my kids, you know, yeah, beauty is fading. You know, you might be the hot girl now, but you need to let the man in your life know you got a brain and you don't got to worry about all the men out there. All you need is one when it comes to getting a husband. And this is information that came from my mom. So those were things that helped. But one of the other things that I struggled with was, you know, my mom used to always say, never leave the house without your face on. My mom, she was a Mary Kay consultant. So she always had her face on point. And for me, even now, I'm like, I never would do what she said. I would always leave the house looking a mess. And guess what? Every time I did that, I would see somebody and they would see me looking crazy. So at that point, I started wearing makeup. And even now, it's like, I have some insecurities. Like, you can go with a natural face because, and you look beautiful. But for me, I cannot, I feel like I cannot leave the house without some concealer on or whatever. And these are things that happen before social media. So I really, these are the insecurities that I had growing up. So I really feel bad for my children who have to go and see people with picture perfect bodies that, or filters, you know, people are out here doing all this stuff to manipulate their bodies, to make bigger boobs or bigger butts or whatever, you know, and, you know, so where it doesn't even seem like natural, it's okay to have a natural body anymore. So it, that makes it a lot harder for our children to say that it's okay to be natural. But I'm going to say for me, I had a whole lot of insecurities all the way up into my 40s, but something about 40s just hit different. So I'm going to say to anybody out there, you in your 40s, you find that it's okay to be who you are. Whatever God made is good. And if it's big, it's good. If it's small, it's good, you know, and the things that you're worrying about or the people that you're worrying about aren't concerned with those things that you tend to be concerned about. You know, I found that the people that really love me, they love me whether I was 117 pounds or 220 pounds, you know. It's not going to change, but you just got to love yourself. And I'm going to say one of my cousins, she is, first of all of our family is kind of, everybody got a night. We all kind of, we got some hips. We just hips, hippie.
Them legs and that butt. That lower portion is heavy.
But one of my cousins, when I say she is beautiful, well, actually it's two of them. They're younger. I'm not going to call any of them out. But when I say they let me know, it don't matter what your size is, they look good. And the clothes that they put on, whenever they step out, they wear them well. And I think that a lot of times, if you maybe work with a stylist or whatever it is with your body, find out what complements your body. And I think that was kind of my problem. Even when I was too skinny, I didn't know how to dress. When I was too big, I didn't know how to, you know, wear the right things to complement my body. But, you know, I had girlfriends and I could talk with my girlfriends, like, I don't know what I should be wearing. You know, where do you find certain outfits from? Or if you can't find a stylist, maybe one of your girlfriends can help you. But all I'm trying to say is that no matter what size you are, just be the best that you can be whenever you step out the door. You know, it's, my mom used to always say, don't leave the door without your face on. Don't leave the door without putting your best foot forward. Put on clothes that make you feel good. And a lot of times when you put on the right clothes, you feel good inside and out. It's not about what you see on social media, because a lot of people are, trust me, they are faking it until they make it. And it's not real. Their lives aren't real. They probably aren't happy. They, you know, but they are. I mean, the people that I know, they
seriously.
They are not. It is not what you think it is. You know, just be happy with your life and just learn to love yourself. You know, just, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but every day get in the mirror and do some mirror work and tell yourself, I have enough, I am enough, and I love myself. And that will make you feel better. Those are things that I did, you know, because and try not to compare yourself to others, you know, because you know, God said he made us all in his image, and his image is perfect. So you are perfect to him. And absolutely. You know, you don't know how you gonna end up or how you gonna look later on in life. You know, especially as a young person, me and Trina, I'll say we both had ugly duckling stages, but hey. I think we aged gracefully. I think we look better older.
We don't look 50. We don't look 51. That's for dang gonna show, okay?
Absolutely not. We do not
look 51. Yes. No, ma'am. No. Mm-mm. That's funny that you say that, cousin, because when we were actually preparing for this episode, I did a little deep dive and kind of learned something that I wasn't aware of. But body positivity versus body neutrality. I've never heard of body neutrality, but body positivity focuses on cultivating acceptance towards a positive body image through unconditional self-love. Like you were just saying, you got to tell yourself, hey, I love myself. I love what I look like. So be it. Body neutrality does not involve constant positivity, but rather an acknowledgement and appreciation of all things the body can do, regardless to what it looks like. So say, for mm-hmm. example, you got big legs that may have a little cellulite, little varicose veins, whatever the case may be. But you like, I love my legs because my legs get me up in the morning. It helps me to run to the gym. It helps me to work out. And I'm so satisfied with my legs. They are what they are. They're healthy legs and God is good, right?
Mm-hmm.
As to where a body positivity, you say, I love my legs. I love the cellulite and all that comes with these legs. They are beautiful regardless to what you say or regardless to what society says. So ladies, saying all that to say, and men who struggle with, you know, having some issues with their body images as well, love yourself regardless to what the outside looks like. Most importantly, you need to be healthy on the inside, making sure you're taking care of your temples. If it's not physically appeasing to your eyes, see what you can do to make those changes. But if you've done all that you can do and it is what it is, be happy and thankful and be blessed to have what you have. Some people don't even have legs. So I know that those people that don't have legs would love to have a little cellulite or something, as long as they had something that was functioning. So just be thankful for what God has blessed you with and take care of it. Take care of it for sure.
I have to agree with you on that. Well, you know what, yeah. Trina, I wanted to try something a little bit different today. We had mm-hmm. talked about doing it in the past, but we never really followed up on it. Well, let's go through each segment and say what we're here for and what we aren't here for. So with the dollar store closing, are you here for it or are you not here for it? I mean, the Family Dollar closing.
Yeah, I am not here for it because it's going to hit our communities hard. And when I say our communities, I'm referring to the communities where majority of the people look like us, you know? They depend on those inexpensive items to stay within a tight budget. Some people depend on these stores to get jobs, you know, and help provide for their families. So I am not here for those 600 stores being closed. How about yourself?
I have to agree. And it's really going to affect me because my auntie will be crying when that store closes. But I hope that doesn't happen in my area. But no, seriously, with everything you said, Trina, it will affect, it always affects our communities the hardest, you know. Okay. And then, you know, not only will it affect the workers, but there's always the abandoned buildings when they close the stores down, and it makes our neighborhoods look more impoverished as well, you know.
Yeah, so ran down.
Yeah,
properties values depreciating, all kinds. Exactly. It's a huge domino effect, you know, that mm-hmm. I didn't even think about the whole real estate aspect, but that's yep. so true.
And yeah. next, with the lady, the listener, with behind mm-hmm. the makeup, you know, her, how do you feel about her leaving her bedroom to get her own separate bedroom? Are you here for it or are you not here for it?
I'm actually here for her writing in to get our opinion. I love that. Mm-hmm. So thank you for, you know, even reaching out to us. We appreciate your viewership. I am also here for her being in love because she says she loves her man and she's looking for a fix. So I'm definitely here for that. I'm hoping that everything works out for her in a positive way, but I am not for you leaving or going into your own separate bedroom. That's just my personal preference. Again, whatever works for you, so be it. But yeah, I think I'm a little mixed. My emotions are mixed on that one, cousin.
Yeah, I have to say that I'm not here for her moving out of her room because I think that, you know, that leaves the door open for the enemy to come in and, you know, for you guys to get more comfortable, you know, being separated. And then it also helps you to be more comfortable without each other, you know, but, you know, to each his own. Like I said, each marriage is customizable. You can do what works for you, but I'm just saying that I'm not here for it. And as far as the main topic, body positivity, are you here for it, cousin, or are you not here for it?
I am here for it. I am here for the open discussion in hopes of it reaching the audience that's being affected by seeing these picture perfect images on social media. I'm here for the young ladies or young men who are actually seeing these images straying away from feeling like they're not enough or they're imperfect or whatever the case may be. But I am not here for all the lying and faking and shaking that's going on in social media that we clearly seeing, because I done seen some pictures, cousin. I see somebody and I be like, what? Where was all of that body that I'm looking at with my eyes? Where was all that? My son would be like, oh, mama, she know how to work her angles. I'm like, what day? That's a thing. Right? That's a thing. So yeah, I'm here for, again, this open discussion and hopefully it reaches anybody that's being affected by it. But I am definitely not here for anyone making someone feel less than by lying. What about you?
Well, I have to say that I'm here for body positivity. Like my cousin said, you know, love yourself. Just start with what's on the inside, you know, and tell yourself that you love yourself. Start there. And as far as the people on the internet and them working their angles, I heard someone say that the most beautiful people are the ones who take the worst pictures. So, you know what? If you're not as beautiful as the people on camera, you're probably better off. So don't even compare yourself to the people on camera.
Like that. I never heard that. Because I take horrible pictures. Me you see too, me and be like,
Look, that made me feel better because it takes me about 200 times to get a good shot. But I'm telling you, look, exactly. Whoever, look, for the young people out there, let me tell you, your 40s and 50s are so freeing. You get to the point you don't even care. Like, you know, me and Trina will go through the pictures that we think are best for social media. It's like, you know what? Put whatever's out there. It's like, you
put
know
it
what?
Out there, because it is what it is.
Yeah.
I know what you look like. You know what I look like. Somebody look like. Walk up on us. They gonna see what we look like. They're gonna be like, oh, you look different. But that's gonna be a good thing. I'd rather them to think I look like trash on a picture, but then to see me in person and be like, oh, opposed to, oh, you're so beautiful on IG, and who the hell are you?
Exactly.
So, oh, right. Yes, I like that. Calm down, what you're here for and what you're not. I like that.
I think so. I think that would be good for us. You know, we are doing new things as the podcast grows. And we will continue to do new things. We have a lot of amazing things coming up in the future, but we're not going to tell you about them yet.
Yes. So. Well, cousin, I think that sums it up for the day. You want to go ahead and take us on up out of here?
Yes, yes. Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of I'm Here For the Podcast. Remember to like and subscribe. to YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all of our channels. Stay tuned. We will be bringing you more engaging episodes every week. As always, we are unscripted and undoubtedly addictive. We are here for it.
Here for it. Absolutely. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.